be to God in the highest. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy, endure forever. Amen. Hallelujah, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, O Lord, my God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent. Oh Lord, hallelujah, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, mighty God. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah, this is what you say you will do. That is what you have done. Jehovah, that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah. That is why you are called Jehovah, Jehovah, this is what you say you will do. Oh, yeah, that is what you have done. Jehovah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Brother, the ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. Hallelujah, you will never change, never change. Ancient of days, as wonderful as you are, as glorious as you are. Hallelujah, you will never change. Ancient of days, end of days, as old as you are, as old as you are. Oh Lord, you will never change. Oh Lord, ancient of days, as wonderful as you are. Oh Lord, as old as you are. Oh yes, you will never. That is why you have gone, Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that is why you are gone, Jehovah. Oh, hallelujah. What you say you will do, that is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are gone, Jehovah. That is why you are called. That is why you are called, Jehovah. Hallelujah. That is why you are called, Jehovah. Jehovah, listen what you say you will do. Oh Lord, that is what you have done, Jehovah. That is why you are called, Jehovah. Oh yeah, unchangeable, unchangeable God. unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable, reliable God, reliable God, reliable, reliable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable, reliable God, reliable God, reliable, reliable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, dependable God, dependable, dependable God, dependable God, dependable, dependable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable, unchangeable God. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord that is unchangeable. Let us worship Him. Let us bless Him. He's worthy of our praise. There's no like unto Him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright Morning Star, the One that cannot change, unchangeable God. Father, we thank You for Your grace over our life, for another opportunity to call upon Your name now. Father, we bless You. Father, we honor You. Over our family, we say thank You very much. Over our life, we say thank You very much. For Your grace, O Lord, we say thank You very much. For being there for us at all times, we say thank You very much. Father, we thank You. The Bible says You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are the one doing wonders and will. Many things are going on in the whole world now, but God has been sustaining you and I and our family. Father, we say thank You very much. He's an unchangeable God, the great healer, the one that was, the one that is, the one that is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Oluwa Mashiach, just begin to worship Him, just bless Him, just adore Him. He's worthy to be praised. Who is like unto Thee? Oh my God, among the gods, who is like unto Thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are doing wonders and will. Father, we thank You, Jesus, for Your grace over our life, for being alive today. We say thank You very much. For being able to eat, we say thank You very much. Even in the lockdown, we still say thank You very much. The Bible says in everything, we should always give thanks. Father, we thank You over our family, over our mom, over our daddies, over those who are in the hospital now. We say thank You very much. Over the nurses, the doctors, we say thank You very much. Father, we lift You up high. Our children, they are in a safe hand at all times. Father, we appreciate You. Be Thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin I've ever committed in my life that want to stand against my prayer tonight, ha! Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Any secret sin, any ancestral sin, any generational sin that want to stand against me tonight, please be merciful. Oh Lord, I'll show Your mercy. Father, show Your mercy. You say You will have mercy on who You have mercy on. You say You have compassion on who You have compassion on. Please have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. He said, we say we have no sin. We are deceiving ourselves and there is no truth in us. Father, we pray all tonight. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Father, be merciful. Show Your mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show Your mercy tonight. Be Thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, let the heaven of my prayer open, 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 open. Declare Your heaven open. You can't pray under a closed heaven. Father, I declare my heaven open tonight in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my family, over my children, over my ministry, over my life, over my health, over my business. Father, Lord, I declare them open. Open, 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 open tonight. Open Your temporary. Declare Your own heaven open in the name of Jesus. Declare Your heaven open in the name of Jesus. Declare Your heaven open in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your prayer. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Declare Your own heaven open in the name of Jesus. Heaven must open tonight. Heaven must open tonight. Heaven must open tonight. Your heaven must open tonight. Heaven must open over your life. Heaven must open in the name of Jesus. Let Your name be glorified in Jesus' name. we are praying. The Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness in high places. I want you to lift up your hand. I don't know the environment you are. In that environment, there might be some strange animals that have been hypnotized, that have been possessed to hinder your prayer. Say, I take authority by the power in the blood of Jesus over every power aside to hinder my prayer tonight. I take authority. Begin to take authority. The Bible says he has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I take authority over every principality, over every power in my life tonight. I take authority over them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every principality, over every power that want to hinder my prayer. I take authority over them in the name of Jesus. Take authority. Pray that prayer. Take that authority down. In the name of Jesus. Take authority over them now. In the name of Jesus. Take authority over them now. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in this night's prayer session, answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. My sutala, tell the Lord to answer you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. Father, remember me for good. Remember my family in tonight's prayer. Father, answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire in Jesus' name. We are praised, beloved. In Job chapter 1, the Bible said, one single day, the enemy visited Job's family. And that day, all his business, all his 10 children, the Bible said they died that day. Why? Because the devil entered their life. You are going to lift up your voice and pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say every effort made by dark powers to ruin my family. Say every effort made by dark powers to ruin my family. You are a liar. Die. Be frustrated in the name of Jesus. Every effort made by dark powers to ruin my family, to ruin my life, to ruin my destiny. You are a liar. Die. Be frustrated tonight. Be frustrated tonight. Every effort made by dark powers. The Bible said, will wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principality, against powers, against rulers of darkness. Every effort made by dark powers to ruin my family, to ruin my life, today's your end. Die. Open your heart, pray. In the name of Jesus, every effort made by dark powers to ruin my family, tonight is your end. Die by fire now. In the name of Jesus, open your heart, pray. Aha, pray. Pray. In Jesus' name, they are wasted. Ha. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say battles assigned to send me to early grave. Say every battle assigned to send me to early grave. You are a liar. Scatter. Open your mouth. Pray. Scatter the battle now. Every battle assigned to send me to early grave. You are a liar. Scatter my battle. Scatter the battle to them. 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 Every battle assigned to send me to early grave. Oh yeah, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, scatter tonight. Lift up your voice and pray. Open your mouth. Pray. Every battle assigned to send me to early grave. You are a liar. Da-da-da-da-da. In the name of Jesus. Die. Aha. Pray. Every battle assigned to send my family to any grave. You are a liar. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. The Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. You are going to pay this one at this heart. Say every good door that need to open for my life to be better than this. My Satan, Baba, pray that prayer. Say every good door that need to open for my life to be better than this. Ha! You are a liar. Open by fire. Open your water. Pray. Every good door that need to open for my life to be better than this. You are a liar. Open tonight. That good door must open. The door of testimony. That door must open. The door of good news. That door must open. The door of favor. That door must open. Every good door that need to open for my life to be better than this. Open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Declare the door open. Declare the door open. Declare the door open. Declare the door open. In the name of Jesus. Declare the door open. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to pray this next one. There is somebody here, you need to pray this one aggressively. And as you are praying it, just begin to make sure you are praying with all your passion. See every arrow of failure fired into my life. Backfire! In the name of Jesus, every arrow of failure fire into my life. Oh yeah, by fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, arrow of failure. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Arrow of failure. Go back to sender now. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of failure. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of failure. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of failure. Go back to sender. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 18, the Bible says, until when Elijah killed all the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, there was no rain in Israel. There was no rain. Until he killed all of them. Then he now had the time to pray. That means those prophets are the one behind rain not falling. They are the strong man that has vowed. You are going to lift up your voice and pray. Say, any strong man behind my problem. Say, any strong man behind my problem. You are a liar. Scatter. Let them scatter tonight. Enough is just enough. Let the strong man scatter. In the name of Jesus, every strong man behind my family problem, every strong man behind my family problem, command them to scatter tonight. Command them to scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every strong man behind my issue, every strong man behind my marriage problem, you are a liar. Oh yeah, scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, you need to be moving forward. Something is happening there. It's a strong man behind him. Every strong man behind my prayer moving forward. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. They are scattered. You are going to pray this one. Say this one for yourself. If you love yourself so much. I pray for somebody here tonight. As you begin to pray this dangerous prayer, your prayer will locate the head of your Goliath in the name of Jesus. It will locate the head of your Goliath. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say this one without apology to any power. Shout it loud and clear. Say, powers assigned to make me fail in all areas of my life. You are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every power aside to make me fail in all departments of my life, you are a liar. Command them to pray that prayer tonight. Something must happen in your life. Your life must move forward in the name of Jesus. Your life must move forward in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. That's it. That make me fail in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. Yes. Address that thing once and for all. In the name of Jesus. Open your door. Pray. Aha. Thank you. Pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. The Bible says, it shall come to pass that day, and that the body shall be taken away from your shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. Beloved, many of us are carrying so many yoke. You are carrying some problem in our chest that is too heavy for us to bear. Until you call upon the anointing that breaks you, you find out that the yoke remains the same. You are going to pray this all out and clear. Say, every yoke in my life break by fire. In the name of break. Financial yoke, oh yeah, break. Marital yoke, oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus, every strange yoke in my family, oh yeah, break by fire. Break your tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your water. In the name of Jesus, open your break. Break your yoke tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, break. Break your tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of failure, yoke of disappointment. I break you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break you tonight. In Jesus' name, they are broken. The yoke is broken. You are going to pray the next one for yourself. Help yourself in this prayer. I don't know the kind of blessings that God has destined for you. The Bible says a great and effectual door is open unto you. That means God, he didn't say it will open. He said it has already opened. But there are many adversaries. The adversaries are the things standing between you and your promised land. The adversaries are the ones standing and say, like a wall of Jericho that you cannot cross over. You are going to lift up your voice with anger in your bones. I beg you, pray this prayer with passion in your spirit, because something must happen in your life. In this month of May, which is the month of grace, I decree the grace to move to your next level in life shall come upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. The grace to move to your next level, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Yeah. You are going to pray this one again. Say, any power standing at the edge of my testimonies. What are you doing there? Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself with that prayer. In the name of Jesus, any power standing at the edge of your testimony. What are you doing there? Oh, you are scattered tonight. Oh, you are scattered tonight. Oh, you are scattered tonight. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself with that prayer. The power standing at the edge of your testimony. They must be broken tonight. They must scatter. 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 They must scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. They just must scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here tonight. I don't know who you are, but I decree to your life, as from tonight, a great and effectual door that will terminate problem in your generation, that door shall be opened in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Every hindrance, every obstacle, every blockage on your way of progress, I decree today, they shall scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Any power using your dream to fight your destiny, today that power shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. I prophesy into somebody's life here, a great door that will terminate problem in your family. The door that the enemy has shut, that door shall be opened tonight in the name of Jesus. It shall be open tonight. It shall be open tonight. It shall be open tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. If you have a firstborn, you need to pray this next prayer. If you are not a firstborn, I advise you to pray the next one, so that when you give back to your firstborn, the prayer will be waiting for them. You want to pray the prayer down. You have to say in Genesis 49, Jacob called all his sons together and he called the firstborn. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my excellency, my might, the first set of my power. He said, but unstable like water, thou shalt not excel. So there is a cause called the cause of thou shalt not excel. No matter what that person does, if that cause is in place, the person will not excel. You are going to lift up your voice and pray this prayer. Say, every cause of thou shall not excel. In my life, Break by fire. Break the curse. Break. Break the curse, my brethren. This is the way out of that. Break the curse of that. Every curse of thou shall not excel in my family, in my children's life. Oh, yeah, break tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break. Break the curse tonight. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Break that curse. Every curse that say I will not excel. Oh, yeah, break it tonight. Break the curse. Break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus. Break. Aha. Look at what's in the room. Break the curse of that. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one like this, sir. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say every weapon of witchcraft. That is fighting me and my family. Ah, yeah, come on. Scatter by fire tonight. Every weapon of witchcraft fighting my children. Every weapon of witchcraft fighting my destiny. Every weapon of witchcraft fighting my destiny. Oh, yeah, scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Suffer not the witch to live. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every curse of witchcraft, every weapon of witchcraft that is fighting my life. Oh, yeah, scatter down in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter down. Oh, pray. Aha, pray. Help yourself with that prayer. Every curse of witchcraft fighting my family. Oh, yeah, break the curse of the wrong. I break the curse of that in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, break the curse tonight. Be angry in your spirit. Break the curse. Ha ha. Masuta la baba. Zekelebo. Mazuta la baba. Aha. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. This next one is breaking the curse of tragedy. Look at the number of people that died in your world now, within January and April. You don't want to mention it. They are dying in thousands. They are dying in millions. Why? Because the powers of that eat flesh and drink blood, they are in serious operation. That means in those people's life, they must have fired what they call the arrow of tragedy. And that thing has been, somebody called me last week. He said, ah, Pastor, I said, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He said, do you know what? 2 weeks ago, my mother was sick of coronavirus. They took her to the hospital 2 weeks ago. A week later, my father was sick coronavirus. They took him to the hospital. Do you know that just last week, Friday, within a week, when the father got there, the father died of coronavirus. Now she was locked with their mother. Number one, you can't get closer to them. Number two, they are going to bury them with only a few people. Two people in the hospital. Why? Because an arrow of tragedy has been fired to that family. I want to gather your strength and pray this with me. See, every curse of tragedy placed upon my family. Scatter by fire. Oh, yeah, scatter the curse. Every curse of tragedy placed upon my family. Oh, yeah, scatter. Aha. Pray. Scatter them tonight. Scatter the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter them tonight. Oh, yeah, curse of tragedy. I scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Alaposo torike. Zekelebo. Masita la baba. Masetelebo. Pray. In Jesus' name, they are scattered. You are going to pray the next one. See, every curse of untimely deaths. You will agree with me that many of people that died in that serious, dangerous disease, they did not plan to die like that. It was the affliction of that disease that killed them suddenly. Shout this one loud and clear. Say every curse of untimely death issued against me and my family. Break by fire. Break the curse. I break you tonight. By the power in the name of Jesus. I break you tonight. Oh yeah, break the curse. Break the curse tonight. Every curse of tragedy issued against me and my family. Oh yeah, break. Break. Aha. Yes. Break tonight. In the name of Jesus. Break tonight. In Jesus. Jesus' name, we pray. Ha, you are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, book of generational failure. Desire for me, this is a family deliverance prayer. It's a family deliverance prayer. Whether you have built your family or not, whether you are married or not, you are sowing a seed concerning your family. Say, book of generational failure. Desire for me and my family. God, fire! Send the book of fire. Send the book of fire. I set that book of fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Every book of that of generational failure. Oh yeah, set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set the book on fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Set the book on fire. 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 My sister, please pray a prayer. Set that book on fire. In the name of Jesus. Set the book on fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha. You are going to pray the next one. Say, every arrow of sickness and infirmity that has determined to afflict me and my family. You want to command the arrow to go back to send arrow. Get yourself ready to send the arrow back. Get yourself ready to send the arrow back. Say, every arrow of sickness and infirmity. That is designed to send me to any grave. Backfire! Send him to the arrow. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Tonight is your end. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Send the arrow back to sender. Send the arrow back to life. You are commanding the arrow. Go back to sender. 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 You that arrow. Go back to sender to them. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back tonight. In the name of Jesus. Send the arrow back. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Pray, 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 pray. Send the arrow back tonight. In the name of Jesus. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, send the arrow back. In the name of Jesus. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Send the arrow back. Yes, yes, send the arrow back. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, pray, pray, pray. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. Send the arrow back. In Jesus' name, we are praised. You are going to pray this one again. Many of us are fighting the battle of hatred. Anywhere you go like this, help will just be running from you. It's the arrow of hatred. Arrow of rejection. They are just firing. You are going to pray that prayer loud and clear. Say, every arrow of rejection and hatred.
Every arrow of rejection
and hatred. Fire into my life. Bad fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Every arrow of rejection and hatred, fire into my life. Bad fire, 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 fire. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of rejection and hatred, bad fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of rejection and hatred, go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, go back. Hey, you are praying that prayer. Go back to sender. I return the arrow back to sender. In the name of Jesus, I return the arrow back to sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of hatred in my life and my family. Oh, yeah, oh. In the name of Jesus. Aha, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Arrow of hatred. Arrow that's around my heart. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. 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 Every arrow of hatred. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha. You are going to pray this online up here. Say powers. Assigned to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Die, die, die. Ah, pray that prayer for yourself. Oh, I beg you, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Every arrow, any power I want to turn my joy to sorrow. Your children are your joy. Your family are your joy. Your family, your life is your joy. Your job could be your joy. Any power that want to turn my joy to sorrow, you are a failure. Die, 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 die. Open your mouth and pray a prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Aha, pray, pray, pray.
It shall not come to pass. In the name In the name of Jesus, I come against such power. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Every power that want to turn my joy to sorrow. Oh, yes. The power that want to turn my joy to sorrow. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha. You are going to bend yourself and pray this prayer like this. You are going to pray that prayer one more time. Because of a sister here. Pray that prayer again one more time. Say every power assigned to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Pray that prayer. Every power assigned to turn my joy to sorrow. Over my children, my joy will not turn to sorrow. In the name of Jesus, I shall be joyful. Over my children, I will be joyful. Over my family, I will be joyful. Over my life, I will be joyful. Open your heart, pray. Help yourself in that prayer. The power that wants to turn your joy to sorrow, you the power must die. They must die. In the name of Jesus, pray. The power that ought to turn your joy to sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are praised. You are going to pray the next one like this. Say this one like this. Say every garment of shame and disgrace.
Every garment of shame and disgrace.
Designed for me and my family. I set you on fire in the name of Jesus. I set you on fire. Every garment of shame and disgrace designed for me and my family, I set you on fire. Aha, pray. Aha, yes. I set you on fire in the name of Jesus. You that garment of shame and disgrace designed for me and my family, I set you on fire in the mighty name of Jesus. I set you on fire. Aha, pray. Set them on fire tonight. Set the garment of fire in the name of Jesus. Set the garment of fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Ha, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. He said, the year King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, was able to see the Lord. Beloved, listen very carefully. This world is highly wicked. No wonder Job said in Job 14 verse 1, he said, man born of a woman is of a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. The trouble you are passing through is not just the trouble, it's a spiritual thing. Everything that is not normal in this world is full of spiritual, this world is full of wickedness. That's why God said, I regret that being man. Man is full of, full kind of trouble. But let me tell you one thing, the solution is Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. I don't know who you want to present. The year King Uzziah died, Isaiah was able to see the Lord. The year King Uzziah died. When Jesus was born, Herod determined that he wanted to kill Jesus. He commanded people to go and look for Jesus. Any child from 3 days old up to 2 years, kill them because they wanted to kill Jesus. And God appeared before to Joseph. He said, Joseph, carry this boy away from this place to another city until those who want to kill him are dead. That means Jesus was taken away for them to die so that he can come back to the city. When Herod died, the Bible said God sent another angel to Joseph. He said, Joseph, take the boy back to the city, for those who seek after his life, they are all dead. You are going to lift up your hand. Amen. Amen. I forgot to... Yeah. I forgot, man. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Help yourself in prayer. Don't joke at all in these prayers, brethren. Don't joke with you. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say powers that need to die. For my story to change, you are a liar. Die. Every power that need to die for my story to change, you are a liar. Da 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 da. Aha, pray. Every power that need to die for my story to change. Open your mouth, pray. They must die. Aha, my say, pray. Pray that prayer. Every power that need to die for my story to change. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Da. Aha, pray. Pray that prayer. Every power that need to die for my stories to change. You are a liar. Die. Aha. Pray that prayer for yourself. Every power that need to die for my story to change. What are you living for? Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. They must die. Aha! Pray. They must die by fire in the name of Jesus. They must die by fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I am overdue for a change of story. Appear in my situation in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, I am overdue for a change of story. Father, appear in my situation. Oluwa, that's your name. In the name of Jesus, appear in my family situation. I am overdue for a change of story. Father, appear. Tell God to appear in your situation. Your story must change. In the mighty name of Jesus, your story must change. Tell God to appear in your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, Lord, I am overdue for a change of story. Appear in my situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let people know that I serve a living God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, let people know that I serve a living God in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praised. I pray for everyone here tonight that before the end of this month, as the Lord liveth, people shall gather to celebrate in your family in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the level you are today. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, people shall soon gather to celebrate with your family in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you go, you will see the hand of God in action in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Let's open our Bible quickly to Exodus 14. That is seven outstanding message for somebody here tonight. Exodus 14. There is a word for somebody on the line tonight. And I want you to key into the word. As God promised to do great things with this word in your life. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus chapter 14. And I'm quickly reading from verse 10. Exodus 14, 10. Listen very, very carefully. Exodus 14, 10. There are some lessons, seven outstanding lessons that we're going to bring out of this that we're going to use to pray tonight. And it's going to be like a prophecy to somebody here. Listen, Exodus 14, 10. And Pharaoh drew near, that is the story of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptian marched after them. I don't know the power that I've been pursuing somebody on the line tonight. In the name that is above every other name, they will perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus. And they said, Pharaoh drew near, and the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptian marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of God Israel, they cried out to the Lord. And in verse 11, and they said to Moses, is it because there was no grave in Egypt that you have taken us to die in the wilderness? Why have you come here to deal with us, to bring us out of Egypt? They began to complain. You know why? I don't blame them. It's because, number one, in front of them is a Red Sea. Behind them is also Pharaoh. They were chariot people there, about to kill them. So they were in between two of them, Red Sea ahead of them, and behind them was battle. But in verse 12, is this not the one we told you in Egypt? They were blaming the leader, Moses. Is this not the one we told you in Egypt? Saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptian. I am praying for somebody here. You will not die a servant in the name of Jesus. For it would have been better, you know what he said, for us to serve the Egyptians than they should die in wilderness. They were saying, well, it's better to be a servant. But they don't know the kind of God they are serving. Many of us don't know the kind of God we are serving. The God that is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look at verse 13. And Moses said to the people, Moses told them, he said, listen, guys. He said to the people, he said, guys, do not be afraid. Full stop. Stand still, comma, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish today, not tomorrow. He said, for Egyptians, whom you see today, the dangerous pursuers, whom you see today, the power that been pursuing you, whom you see today, I am praying for somebody, you shall see them no more forever. The failure you saw before, you shall see them no more. The sickness you saw before, you shall see them no more. The disappointment you saw before, you shall see them no more. The failure, the stagnancy that you have been experiencing before, you shall see them no more. In verse 14, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Then the question now is in verse 16, and the Lord now, after Moses addressed the people, God has said, thank God that at least there's a leader that is not afraid. He now called Moses. He said, Moses, and the Lord said to Moses in verse 15, why do you cry to me? Why are you burdening yourself? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Beloved, look at God telling them, there is Red Sea ahead of them. And there was battle behind them. And God said they should move forward. Where do they go? In verse 16, he said, but do something before you do that. Lift up your rod. Rod represents Jesus. If there's no Jesus in your life, you might die in the battle of life. Rod, he said, there come a rod from the root of Jesse. Isaiah chapter 11, he said, there come a rod from the root of Jesse. They are referring to Jesus Christ that time. He said, but lift up your rod. In the olden days, it was a physical rod. But now in the new dispensation, we're talking about Jesus Christ. Without Jesus in your life, beloved, the enemy will mesmerize somebody's destiny. And stretch out your hand over the sea. And it divided. Can you imagine? How can ordinary stick divide the Red Sea? But thank God for Moses. And the children of Israel shall go on the dry land in the midst of the sea. And in verse 17, and indeed I will harden the heart of the Egyptian. They shall follow you. I pray for somebody here. Every follow power that have been following your family from day one, everyone will silence them tonight. For the Egyptian you saw today, you shall see them no more forever. In verse 18, then the Egyptian shall know that I am the Lord, that I've gained honor of myself. Beloved, God is real. The first lesson in that story, let's go to verse 20, so that we can see the end of the story. Yeah, go to verse 20. Verse 20, that shows us the end of that story. Verse 20, look at what happened again. In verse 20, so it came between, let's say verse 20, so it came between the camp of Egyptian. Let's go back, verse 19. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and stood behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before them and stood behind them. It came to pass, it came between the camp of Egyptian and the camp of Israelites. Thus, it was a cloud of darkness to one, and it gave light to the other one. So one was in the day, the other was in the night. But in verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back with a strong east wind all night, and made the sea a dry land. Beloved, it was in the night, but to the children of Israel, it was light as the light of God, but to the other enemy, it was dark. That's how mysterious, how powerful our God is. In verse 22, so the children of Israel went on the midst of the sea in the dry land. Left like this was water, right was water, and between there was just a nice dry land. And the water were walls for them, to the right and to the left. And the Egyptians pursued them and went in the midst of the sea that they did not know how it happened. There are seven outstanding prophecies out of this paper. Number one, this is going to be a prayer point too. Number one, after the wind blew that day, number one miracle that happened, there was a way where there seems to be no way. After the wind, east wind blew upon the sea and he rolled up the sea over the dry land. And they told me, initially there was no way there. There was a way where there seems to be no way. So I am prophesying to somebody here. I don't know who you are. Because you have joined this prayer night tonight. Every blockage in your family, every blockage in your destiny, every blockage in your life, in the name that is above every name, after sharing grace tonight, God will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. I said, God will make a way for you. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will make a way for you. The Lord will make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. I said, God will make a way for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. That's number one. Number two things that happened. God, that's going to be our last set of prayer. Number two things that happened. Something that has never happened before happened that day. There was no record that somebody saw the bottom of the sea like that. A miracle that has never happened before. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse, it said there is a particular miracle that called that eyes have not seen before. Ears have not heard before. It has not entered the imagination of any man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. I am prophesying number two to somebody here. A miracle that eyes have not seen before. A miracle that ears have not heard before. The one that has not entered the imagination of anyone. Tonight, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. 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 Receive it tonight. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. So, they saw the bottom of the sea for the first time. What they have never seen before, that's the second outstanding prophecy. First one is that there was a way when there seems to be no way. Number two is that they saw the bottom. So, after this prayer line, listen very carefully. A miracle that you desire, that you've been looking up to God, that God, when will you answer this prayer? A miracle that, when will you answer my prayer? In the name that is above every other name, that miracle will locate you today. It will locate you today. It will locate you today. In the name of Jesus. It will locate you today. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number three things from that passage was that the children of Israel were in bondage for 430 years. 430 years. And that day was the end of that problem. That problem expired that day. I don't know there is anyone on the land that is up to 430 years. That means your problem is shorter than these years. I decree by the power in the name of Jesus. Before we share the grace in tonight's prayer, in the name that is above every other name, any problem, marital problem, financial problem, emotional problem, health problem, any kind of problem that is on your life, it will expire tonight. In the name of Jesus, your problem must expire. It 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 must expire. Aha. That is number three. Long time problem disappear. How do I know that? Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18. It says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. So, the first one is that there was a way where there seems to be no way. Number two was that what has never happened before, the God of miracle. Number three is that long-term problem disappeared that day. That's why the woman with the issue of blood for 18 years, it disappeared after meeting Jesus. I told you the rod that is in the root of Jesse is Jesus Christ. Number four, what happened again in that passage that we just read in Exodus 14 was that God personally fought for his children. He fought for them personally. God, he handled their case by his own self. That's why he used light to face one and darkness to face the other one. If you read the passage very well, it got to a stage when God allowed the enemy to come with their chariot on the dry land. The Bible said God sent an angel to remove all their tires. And they were walking the length, they could not run faster. Why? Because he took it upon himself to fight their battle. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I don't know the battle facing anyone here. Is it generational battle? Is it financial battle? Is it marital battle? Is it battle of your family? Today, in the name of Jesus, God will fight for you. He 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 will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Thank you, Jesus. No wonder. Isaiah 41 verse 10. It says, fear not, I am with you. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. Let's open it. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Let's open it. It's just to encourage somebody that God will personally fight your battle for you. Isaiah 41 Thank you, Jesus. Open it, please. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 41. Let me just encourage somebody with that scripture. Thank you, Jesus. God personally fought their battle. Isaiah 41. If you go down to verse 10, he says something so interesting there. He said, fear not. If you are yet being afraid, don't worry. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. He's telling you and I that I will strengthen you, number one. I don't know, somebody will need strength in there. He said, yes. He confirmed. He said, yes, yes, yes. I will help you, number two. Not only that, I will uphold you with the right hand of righteousness. In Isaiah verse 11, behold, all, not one, not two, not three, all those who incensed against you, the Bible said they shall be ashamed and they shall be disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And all those who strive with you, whether you know about it or not, whether it's in the dream or not, all those who strive with you, the Bible said they shall perish. And in verse 12, you shall seek them, but you cannot find them anymore. They that contend with you, number one, they that war against you, they shall be as nothing and as non-existing thing. He said, why? For I, the Lord, I will hold you with right hand of righteousness, and I'll say to you, fear not, I will help you. Now, when God help you, what will not happen? A miracle must happen. If you go down to verse 20, what will happen? That they may know. That they may know. That they may see, number one. And know, number two. And consider, number three. And understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. And the Holy One of Israel has created it. A miracle that will silence your enemies. If your amen is loud tonight, receive it by fire in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it in the name of Jesus. Aha. Praise the name of the Lord. Number five. What is the fifth thing that happened in the passage? Number five thing that happened is that the children of Israel, they thought they will die in the battle. That was why they were asking Moses, why can't you leave us in Egypt? Let us die with the enemy. We don't mind being in servant. We don't mind dying. Is there no grave in Egypt? They thought they would die in the battle. But God took over their battle. It doesn't matter what you feel, but I'm telling you today, in that problem that you are, you will not die in the problem. In the name of Jesus, you will not die in that situation. In the name of Jesus, God will rescue you. He has promised you in Isaiah 41 just now. He said, I will help you. I don't know who needs help to him. Lift up your voice and lift up your prayer. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I need your help. Help me tonight in the name of Jesus. Tell God where you need help. If it's maritally, mention it. If it's financially, mention it. If it's maritally, open your prayer. Father, we need your help. Father, we need your help. Oluwa, we need your help. Oluwa, we need your help. Pray, 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 pray. Tell God you need God's help. In any area of your life. Over your children, you need God's help. Over your grandchildren, you need God's help. Open your altar, pray, pray, pray. Father, help me, O Lord. Father, help me, Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. I want you to help me. Help me, O Lord. I pray to the Lord. God needs your help. You need God's help. You need God's help. God is about to help you. He said, I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will call you by his mighty right hand. Open your altar, pray, pray. Help me, O Lord. I want you to help me. In every area of your life that you need help, tell God to help you. Tell God to help you, my sister. Don't joke with this prayer. Tell God to help you. We are rounding up very soon. Tell God to help you. Tell God to help you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Number six things that happened in that same passage was that the children of Israel experienced freedom after 40 years. They experienced freedom. I have a word for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but from today, you are free from sickness. From today, you are free from battles. From today, you are free from poverty. From today, you are free from failure. From today, you are free from that depression. In the name of Jesus. From today, you are free from financial embarrassment. In the name of Jesus, you are free from shame. In the name of Jesus, from this moment, you are free. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Number 17 that happened. I love this one so much. I love this one so much. That one is recorded. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. Psalm 40. The next thing that happened is in Psalm 40. I'm going to round up to you. Psalm 40. I'll show you what happened now. Psalm chapter 40. Psalm 14, just only 3 verses there. Thank you, Jesus. The next thing that happened is that when they got to the other side, if you read the story very well, the Bible says they sang a new song. They sang a new song. The song of failure, no more in their mouth, is now the song of victory. If you look at Psalm 40 verse 1, Psalm 40 verse 1, the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined himself to me, and he heard my cry. I pray for somebody tonight. The prayer seed you have sown tonight, heaven will hear you fast in the name of Jesus. And verse 2, after hearing your cry, number 2, he brought me out of horrible pit. Many of us are in a situation that is so horrible that if God did not step in, the enemy would laugh. He brought you tonight out of horrible pit and out of miry clay and set your feet upon the rock and establish yourself. And verse 3, to somebody, to me, I don't know who you are, but there is something for verse 3. He said, he put a new song in your mouth. Ah, there is somebody tonight. After sharing grace into a nice prayer line, the Lord will give you a new song. A song of favor. A song of victory. A song of testimony. In the name of Jesus. If you don't believe me, Anna did not know that she could sing a song until when she had somewhere. She would have been barren for years. But the year she gave back to Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says, Anna sang a new song. The song is, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock. As my Lord, there is none. It was Anna that sang the song. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1 and 2, he sang that, she did not know she could compose a song, but after Samuel appeared, this woman composed a song. I am decreed to somebody here, in the name that is above every other name, I don't know what your Samuel is. Your Samuel might be your new job. Your Samuel might be your new marriage. Your Samuel might be your new testimony. Your Samuel might be your new blessing. In the name that is above every other name, in this month of May, your Samuel will appear. Your Samuel will appear. In the name of Jesus, the testimony that will wipe away your tears, your Samuel will appear. The testimony that people will hear, they say, surely, this is the hand of God. I told you, Isaiah 41 verse 20, that they may see, they may consider, they may understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this. I am praying for somebody here. The miracle that is about to locate your family, in the name that is about to locate, it will wipe away your tears. No more tears in your life. In the name of Jesus, Anna sang a new song, you will sing a new song. Anna sang a new song, you will sing a new song. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Those are the 7 things in that passage. So you are going to pray to the Lord. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Ha. In tonight's prayer line, oh, surely you have visited me. Father, perfect my testimony. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Father, perfect my testimony. Oh, pray, 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 pray. Tell God to give you a new song. It might be your own testimony, be life. Tell God to fight your battle. It might be your testimony, be life. Tell God to open the way for you. Where there seems to be no way, that might be your own battle. Pray, 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 pray. Tell God tonight that your problem must expire. It might be your own testimony. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. God must fight for you. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Say miracle that people will hear and say, surely this is the hand of God. That thing must happen in your life. It must happen in your life. It must happen in your life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, my Father, you are a miracle worker. Appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord, tell the Lord. You are a miracle worker. Appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus, you are a miracle worker. Oh, do I appear in my situation? Oh, do I appear, 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 appear. Tell God to appear in your situation tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are a miracle worker. Father, Lord, appear in my situation. Show yourself, O Lord. Oh, do I show yourself, O Lord? Oh, do I show yourself, O Lord? In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, I told you, the rod that Moses used was the rod from the root of Jesse. Without Jesus in your life, life will be longer than this, and there will be battle. Without Jesus, all these 7 outstanding prophecies will can never come to pass in your life. Because Jesus is the answer, is the rod that came out of the root of Jesse. So if you are here tonight, you are not genuinely, you go to church, I'm not doubting that fact, but you are not genuinely surrendered to the life of Christ, do so quick. I've got 1 minute to do that. Just lift up your hand in your room and declare this one. Say, Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I have tried all I need to try. It seems nothing is working. I have come to you tonight to accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior, so that from tonight, my story will begin to change. I want to say bye-bye to sin and bye-bye to Satan. I will serve a living God. I declare you today as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. If you have just said that prayer, I will say congratulations. Because all these 7 outstanding prophecy that came to pass in the children of Israel's life will come to pass in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. And I decree today, as we round up, in the name that is above every other name, every champion of your father's house that want to reverse these testimonies, they will die suddenly. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's somebody here, your lost laughter. You want to laugh, but the problem in your life, they don't allow you to laugh. As from tonight, your laughter will be restored. In the mighty name of Jesus. People shall gather to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus. Every magnet, evil magnet that is magnetizing you to failure, I command the magnet to die now. In the name of Jesus. Every unsettled area of your life shall receive divine settlement. In the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. In your dream tonight, you will see God in action. It is well with you, in the name of the Father, and that of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Amen. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget again, on Thursday, we are meeting like this. You know, it's Mondays and Thursdays. On Thursday again, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we are meeting again on this same platform. The Lord will bless you before then. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we shout 7 hallelujah? Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Meet you again on Thursday by God's grace. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Bye.